Listener Production.
Hello, Cherie Coleman here with your Mid-North Coast News Briefing. Local voters can now look over the complete list of candidates vying to represent them in state parliament. The all-important ballot draw has been conducted, determining the order candidates will appear on the lower house paper when we go to the polls. There are plenty of choices for our electorates. 8 candidates are contesting the seat of Port Macquarie, while there are 7 hopefuls for both Coffs Harbour and Oxley. Oxley's the only one of the 3 without an incumbent in the race, with Melinda Pavey to step down. Kempsey Shire postcodes now have access to a brand new service providing health advice around the clock. North Coast Health Connect provides a direct line to registered nurses as well as a web chat. Residents can talk through any pressing health concerns at any time of the day or night and can be referred to a local service for a face-to-face appointment if needed. It comes after the service launched in Port Macquarie 4 months ago, already helping hundreds of locals. And amid North Coast schools trying out an inventive new program to help tackle the industry's staffing crisis, Bishop Druitt College near Coffs will be trialling the 3-year pilot, along with 5 other schools. Trainee teachers will be taking part in a hybrid program that combines uni study and mentorship with experienced educators at the school. It aims to make sure they're job ready upon graduation and more able to adapt to the pressures of the profession. The school's Sarah Stokes says uni just isn't enough on its own.
University does a great job in giving the theory and some examples, and they do short pracs, but this teaching hub gives them the full picture that immerses them in the full experience of what it means to be a teacher and what's actually required of you as a teacher.
Having a look at sport now, Nana Glenn is riding high on confidence heading into Saturday's Coffs Harbour Cricket Grand Final after a shock win over ladder leaders Coffs Colts in the semis. President Scott Morgan reckons they can knock off favourites Bellingen in the decider.
Considering we hadn't got anywhere near them all year, and cricket's a funny game, you get a bit of a roll on, and next thing you know, they're all out for 60.